Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 205, Creating a Life of Attention by Sue Peters, guest posting on oldpodcast.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who reads you the best blogs, book chapters, and any other material I can find on personal development, minimalism, life optimization, and more. Today's a special Sunday because I'm reading a guest post on my site, oldpodcast.com, from a listener of the show, Sue Peters. As a member of the baby boomer generation, she spent most of her working life as an overachiever, always striving to accomplish more and more, sacrificing tremendous amounts of time for her career, yet feeling that what she received in return never matched her efforts. It took the loss of a parent in 2013 to realize that happiness could be achieved through a simpler, more grateful life focused on meaningful experiences and fulfilling relationships. And that end part reminds me a lot of the minimalist's Joshua Fields Milburn. So she started a blog this year, and you can check her out there at theboomingminimalist.com. And like I mentioned, I'm reading a guest post she did for me that's posted at oldpodcast.com, so you can check it out there and leave comments. And while you're there, if you want to have a chance to win a book by The Minimalists, who I just referenced, I give away a copy every month to a random person on my mailing list. Not only that, but you get some free Excel spreadsheets from me and a video tutorial I made just for you to help you optimize your life. So again, just visit oldpodcast.com and you can enter your email address there to get your digital downloads immediately. I think that does it. Let's hear this guest post and start optimizing your life. Creating a Life of Attention by Sue Peters, guest posting on oldpodcast.com. I was on a roll, intently focused on discarding a few more unnecessaries from my life. A collection of purses lay on my bed, awaiting deliberation. My train of thought was interrupted by a loud protest from my cat of 14 years. As he sauntered in and out of the room, I realized his agitation was caused by the association of a familiar overnight bag with the temporary loss of my companionship. Mind you, Simon is not a neglected feline during my occasional absence. His sitter of many years still provides his tuna treat in the afternoon, his litter box meticulously maintained. Simon's disruption is testimony to a process which has changed the course of my life. It is a reminder of the why for slowing down. That in simplifying my career, belongings, diet, and activities, I'm experiencing a more meaningful life and strengthened relationships important to me. These days, I cherish the time I spend with my pet. But it was not always that way. I was often too quote-unquote busy to enjoy his company. I spent long hours away from home, working. Mornings were a frantic get-up-and-go routine. I was so focused on filling each moment being quote-unquote productive that I missed what really mattered. Life as I knew it was one big sense of urgency. The loving companionship I now have with Simon speaks volumes to the effort I put forth to create a life of greater intention and attention. Illness and personal tragedy are often catalysts for those seeking lifestyle changes. My story is no different. After the death of my father, I saw simplicity in order to deal with the overwhelming feelings and responsibility of caring for a mother with dementia. Each step thus far has made me happier, healthier, more centered. As I take one step forward, the next seems to magically present itself. Here's my progress to date and some of the important choices I have made thus far. Number 1, I changed my career. My decision to resign as a retail store manager was based on the time-consuming responsibilities of the position. On further reflection, my personal values were often compromised by the hard-driving sales tactics and expectations of the company. I chose a customer service-oriented position in a different company, which allows me to be true to the customer and true to myself. Authenticity is the single most important gift we can give ourselves and others. Never compromise who you are. Number 2, I simplified my home and wardrobe. Although I would not classify myself as a shopper, I did enjoy browsing catalogs. Once unsubscribed and no longer under the influence of mass marketing, it became an easier task to choose my most valued items and discard the rest. The contents of my closet now represent a streamlined personal style. My home only contains cherished and/or useful items. Never underestimate the power of mass marketing. Unplug and unsubscribe are the most powerful tools in creating a simple life. Number 3, I live below my means. Following my career change, I now live on half my salary. I did not have an adequate emergency fund. I had a good amount of consumer debt. Through sacrifice and frugal living, I have made significant progress in digging out. I live on a monthly zero-based budget. I also have a plan for my financial future. To learn respect for money is to earn discipline and dignity. Number 4, I spent time in activities and with people who give meaning to my life. I grew up believing I could do all things and be all things to all people. I now give myself permission to focus on what and whom I love. Hone a talent that brings value and joy to your life. Give and share abundantly with those appreciative of your time and love. You just listened to the post titled Creating a Life of Attention by Sue Peters, guest posting on oldpodcast.com. Once again, you can visit Sue over at theboomingminimalist.com. I thought that was a great post from a listener of the podcast. And if you want to make any comments about it, you can visit the blog section at oldpodcast.com and comment there. The link will also be in the episode's description. And if you're interested in having your guest post featured on the site and possibly even read right here on the podcast, just like today's episode, come by oldpodcast.com and just get in touch with me. I do have a few that I still have to get to, so if you're one of those people, please continue to be patient with me. I really appreciate it. And I hope you're having an awesome weekend. Tomorrow's Minimalist Monday with the Minimalists, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.